Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to lift up God on this morning. We want to magnify God on this morning, on this afternoon. We just want to lift you up, Heavenly Father, as we go to your throne room of grace, of prayer, even right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just magnify and adore you, God. We thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for our healing and deliverance on today. We thank you that you reign supreme, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're in all of the earth, Heavenly Father. We thank you that it's in your name that we live and move and have our being as Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love and your grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you for going before us on today, Father God. We thank you that you hold all the issues of our life in your hand, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you know all the answers, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you break the chains, oh Father God. We thank you that you set loose, oh Father God, all that which is bound, Heavenly Father. We thank you because you remove the fetters, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, on the day, Heavenly Father. We magnify your name on the day, Heavenly Father. Oh, we're warring the spirit, oh Father God. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. I come on behalf of the people, oh Father God, and ask that you intercede, oh Father God. Jesus, you are our intercessor, Heavenly Father. I ask that you intercede, oh Father God, on behalf of the people, oh Father God, for their issues on the day, oh Father God, for those who have no loss, oh Father God. For those who have lost, oh Father God, I intercede on the behalf of the people on the day, oh Father God, asking that the King go to the glory, oh Father God, the glory rule of God, oh hallelujah, God, Jesus, and let your hand make all crooked paths straight, oh Father God. I go to you, Jesus, on behalf of the people, oh Father God. You said to pray ye for one another, oh Father God, and I lift up the people, oh Father God. Lift up the people on the day, oh Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I magnify your name, oh Father God, on the day. It's only through thanksgiving and prayer. It's only through fasting and prayer that these things go out, oh Father God. And through prayer and supplication, oh Father God, I ask that the things go out, oh Father God, of the lives of the people, oh Father God, that wreaks havoc on their lives, oh Father God, for those who seem to be in hell and high water, oh Father God. I lift you up even right now, oh Father God. I magnify your name, oh, right now, Father God, for those people, oh Father God. All that are struggling, oh Father God, with financial issues on the day, oh Father God, breathe life into them, oh Father God, breathe life into their resources, oh Father God, breathe life, oh Father God, into how to make a way, oh Father God, cast down robbing Peter to pay Paul, oh Father God, but send abundance, oh Father God, move by your spirit, oh Father God, that all things may be glorified in you, oh Father God, in heaven and in earth, oh Father God, move Jesus, oh Father God, on the ones, oh Father God, that have an issue, oh Father God, inside of the body, oh Father God, all the physical appetite, oh Father God, make all things align, oh Father God, in perpendicular order, oh Father God, according to the way in which you made it, oh Father God, when you said, let there be light, oh Father God, let there be healing in the body, oh Father God, let there be deliverance in the mind, oh Father God, let there be peace in the heart, oh Father God, let all things come together, oh Father God, according to your glory, oh Father God, according to your riches, oh Father God, according to your might, oh Father God, not by power, oh Father God, not by might, oh Father God, but only by your spirit. Spirit, oh Father God. Oh, thus saith the Spirit of the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah, God. God said to let you know your breakthrough is right around the corner. Oh, I feel a prophetic word on today. God said to let you know that the deliverance is right around the corner. He said, I'm right around the corner. It's like when you get in your car and you go to drive somewhere, and you get closer to the corner that you need to turn on. Your help is on the way, oh, Bashata Sadam. God said he's right around the corner, oh, Bisharana. So you can't see God, for God is around the corner. You can't see your deliverance and your breakthrough, for it's around the corner. It has not come to the tip of the corner yet, but, oh, Bashata Sadam, we bring it down, oh, Father God. We pull it down, oh, Father God. God said your deliverance and help is around the corner. So all we got to do is reach up now into the spirit realm, oh, Father God, and pull it down, oh, Father God. What's bound in heaven, oh, Father God, is bound in earth, oh, Father God. And what's loosed in heaven, oh, Father God, loosed in the earth right now, oh, Father God. Loose their deliverance, oh, Father God. Loose their breakthrough right now, oh, Father God. Loose it, Jesus, oh, Bashata Sanam. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. How we lift you up, God. Hallelujah, God. How we magnify your name, God. Hallelujah, God. How we glorify your name, God. Hallelujah, God. How we exalt your name, oh, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, God. How we lift you up, oh, Father God. We just bless you on a day, God. We magnify you on a day, God. We thank you for that word, God, that the help is right around the corner. God said to let you know again that the deliverance is right around the corner. Have you ever been plagued with something, oh, Bashata Sanam, where it seems as though nobody can really help you? It has to come from the true and living God, meaning that it has to be something that defeats all the odds of the laws of gravity. Oh, Bashata Son of God. It has to be something that man cannot do by himself. It's earthly impossible. The Bible declares with men all things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. And it has to be something, oh, Bashata Son, that issue that you're going with on today. God is saying it's only me that can pull the stronghold down. It's only me that can bring deliverance. It's only me that can set the captives free. It's only me that can do it, oh, Bashata Son. Sometimes God will bind our hands to show and let us know that he is God and God all alone. There are some things in our lives that we can't even seem to touch. It's only because God made it that way so that all things in him could be glorified. It's only that God made it that way so that all things in him could be honored. It's only that God made it that way so that when your deliverance comes, you will know that it was Jesus Christ that raised from the cross, that brought it for you, and nobody else could do it but God himself. For God shares the glory with no man. The Bible declares that flesh does not glory in the eyesight of God, that we give him all the praise, that we give it all to God, we give all the glory to God in all things. God will tie our hands so that when the breakthrough and the deliverance comes, we will only be able to say that God did it. God brought me out when I was faced up against the wall and nobody else could help me. See, the children of Israel, oh, Bashata Son of God, and I just feel to go this way. The children of Israel got to a point, hallelujah, when they were running from Pharaoh, that God led them down the side of the road against, hallelujah, God, the horizon of the sea. Hallelujah, God. God had them trapped. And the Bible declares that God did it. God did it. And the Bible says that Pharaoh thought that the children of Israel were ignorant to the fact that they didn't know the land. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know where they had ended up. Pharaoh thought, hallelujah, God, that the children of Israel had went that way purposely because they just did not know the terrain. Oh, Bashata Son, and Pharaoh said inside of himself, I've got them cornered now. I've got them pinned in right where I want them. I've got them hemmed up, oh, Bashata Son. I've got them strung up by their legs. I'm going to hamstring restrain them now. But what Pharaoh failed to recognize that it was God that took the children of Israel that way along the camp so that they could be faced with a big old body of water, so that when they were brought out of the body of water, when they were brought out of being chased and pursued by Pharaoh, the only thing that they could say is, "The God be the glory," because it was only God that opened up and parted the Red Sea. See, God wants to do something for you that no man can do. Parting of the Red Sea was something that a man could not do, and God purposely took him. Oh, my son of God, the children of Israel down that long dark road. He purposely took the children of Israel down the way where there seemed as though there were no light at the end of the tunnel, so that God could say, "Look at what I did. I made your enemy your footstool. I put my hook in their nose." Oh, Bashata, son of God, and every word that rises up against you, God will bring it down into captivity. Every thought of disobedience of God that has rised up against you, God will bring it into, oh, Bashata, son of God, captivity by his spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just felt the need to even, hallelujah, God, go that way. Oh, for the Bible declares in Exodus 26:12, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, "And the remnant that remained of the curtains of the tent." We're reading in the Bible where God told the children of Israel, after he delivered them from the Red Sea, to go out and build the tabernacle. "And I want the tabernacle to have certain dimensions. And it's side of the tabernacle. I want you to use a specific type of cloth. I want you to use specific type of rods. And in that, I want you to use specific type of material for the curtains." See, there's only specific type of material that God wants to use in your life. It's not any old type of material. Sometimes it can't be a polyester. Sometimes it cannot be a rayon blend. But sometimes it has to be cut from a different cloth. Oh, come on, somebody out there. God is ministering to you all today. And the Bible said, "In the remnant that remain of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remaineth shall hang over the back side of the tabernacle." Well, when God was telling them to raise up the tent, he said, "I want you to take the remnant that's left over from the material. I know I gave you a little bit extra, but I want you to take that, and I want you to make, oh, Bashata, son of God, the curtain that hangs down, that separates the holies of holies from the rest." And see, God is saying there's only specific certain type of material that he will use for your life. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Somebody say, whoop, there it is. The Bible declares, hold on to that, in 1 Kings 10:1, "And when the queen of Sheba heard all the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions." And that's what will happen when people figure out and discover that God is using a specific type of material for your life, a specific type of cloth. They'll come out from every nook and cranny, kind of like roaches. You know, when you turn on the light, they say roaches come from everywhere. Well, when the light of God is shone down on your healing, people are going to come from miles around and say, "What is this fame of the Lord I hear? I got to test you with a whole lot of questions. I got to find out if what you experienced is real. I got to find out if your healing was real. I got to find out if your deliverance was real. I got to find out if your breakthrough was real." And the Bible declares that we overcome him by the word of our testimony, that we overcome the enemy by the power of the word. Oh, Bashata, son of God. And the Bible says in 2 Kings 10:2, "Now as soon as the letter cometh unto you," and I'm going to stop right there. The Bible says, as soon as the letter come to you. Well, what kind of letter is God talking about today? The letter that declares that you will live and proclaim the works of God. The letter that declares
declare them. You were wounded for, oh, Bashata Sada God. You were wounded for his iniquities. Oh, Bashara Sana God. You were bruised. Oh, Bashara Hana God. And the chastisement of your peace was upon him. And the letter that says, by your strides, you are healed. People are going to come for miles around to find out and say, who is this man named God? Who is this man called the Christ that healed you with just a remnant? All that was left over. That's all God had to do to make the holies of holies. The hallelujah, God, the veil. That's what God used to make the veil. The remnant that was left over. And God is saying you still got remnant left. There's some remnant left available. Oh, hallelujah, God. And why is that? Because he was bruised for your iniquities. Oh, by Shata Son of God, and why is that? I came by to let you know today, oh, that Christ Jesus, he went to the cross for you, he paid the price, for you to be set free, and why is that? He was bruised for your iniquity, and why is that? Oh, he was wounded for your transgression, and why is that? According to Isaiah 53 and verse 5, he was wounded for your transgressions, he was bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace was upon him, and by your stripes your situation is healed, by your stripes all that you're going through is healed, by your stripes all of the hell and high water you've been in is healed, by your stripes your financial situation is healed, by his stripes of the every throat is healed of the by his stripes of the every tongue is healed of the by his stripes of the every mind is healed of the by his stripes of the every blind that I can see by his stripes of the your heart is healed of the broken heart of those that go through the broken heart of those that are lonely the broken heart of those who are in disappointment, the broken heart of those that go through all things in life, the broken hearted, the children of Israel thought they were broken hearted when their back was up against the wall and they were faced up against that Red Sea, oh, that salt water, but God said it is not so. Why is that? Because see, I got a remnant that I'm saving up just for you. The children of Israel did not know that they would be using that remnant of curtain to be used for the holies of holies. But God said in the prophetic at that time, I've got a remnant stored up for you. And God is saying right now, he still got a remnant stored up for you. And his name is called the King of Kings. See, God said, I have 5,000 that have not bowed down to the knee of Baal. God's always got a remnant stored up for you, and his name is Christ Jesus. The children of Israel did not know him. That they had a remnant stored up for them, that God was going to use something that was going to create a holies of holies, that God was going to use something that was going to create a mercy seat and a veil, that God was going to use something that was going to be creating the Ark of the Tabernacle, that God is going to create something that was going to be used as the Ark of the Covenant. They did not know it. Oh, by Shatta, Son of God, and God got something for you, that's stored up, that's called the New Testament, of the blood of Jesus, the blood that delivers, the blood that atones, the blood that sets free. God's said to let you know on today that you have no need to worry. He said, don't even fret about it. Don't even bust sweat bullets. God said to let you know that I already sweated blood for you. See, the Bible says before Christ went the judgment hall, that he sweated blood. That means when he sweated, that blood came out of sweat. And God has already sweated the situation for you. For the Bible said when he went down on the cross that he took death, hell, and the grave with him. That's why you don't have to fear the situation. You don't have to be dismayed. You don't even have to try to figure it out, because God has already worked it out. The letter says that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. The letter that says, look to the hills from which cometh your help, for your help comes from God. The letter that says, that God is the Redeemer. He's a rock and a shield in a time of a weary land. God is a Redeemer. See, if you have somebody that could walk on water and that still performs miracles on a day, you have no reason to try to figure it out. You have no reason to sweat about it. You have no reason to worry about it. You have no reason, to take that situation and dissect it. You know, a lot of people will take a situation and they will begin to pick and pull it apart and analyze every little nook and cranny and detail. But God said you do not have to do that. Why is that? Because God said to put your trust in him. He said, trust in not man, but me. Don't trust in man, but trust in God. Put your trust in the Lord, because the Lord knows all about it. He says, I know what you have need of before you even ask and pray. See, a prayer is just the Obashaka, son of God, where two or three touch and agree. It is so. God said it's already so. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, then you are healed. If you have the grain of faith of a mustard seed, then you are delivered. All I need is two of you out there to touch and agree with me about the situation and say that it's already healed. Cancer, be healed in the name of Jesus. Mind distraught, be healed in the name of Jesus. I bought a pair of blue jeans, y'all, and I bought these blue jeans. And in the front of the blue jeans, they were ripped all up. A lot of people don't buy jeans that are ripped, but I really like the jeans. They look like real nice neat rips. And my daughter, she's 14, she's going on 14, and she said, Mom, you know what those jeans are called? And I said, no, baby, I don't know what they're called. She said, they're called distress jeans. Oh, my God, Jesus, there it is. Some of us can have so many rips in our lives that we began to distress. But I know a man that's standing by to buy it. He wants to buy it back. I know a man that's waiting, standing by to buy those distressed jeans that you may have. And he bought it, by going to the cross and dying for you. He bought it, by laying down his life on the chopping block. He bought it, somebody say, God bought my distressed jeans. Hallelujah, God. So you don't have to distress about it. You don't have to try to figure it out, worry about it, sweat about it, because God has already done something about it. It's just up to you to believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants you to believe on him for the deliverance of your situation. Hallelujah. It does not matter what type of letter comes to you and says what it has to say. It does not matter if Queen of Sheba comes to hear of the fame of the Lord concerning Solomon. It does not matter if they come with all type of hard questions. You stand written on it. Get your feet anchored in and have your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. And you stand in, anchored and rooted and grounded, and let the enemy know that I'm going to trust God. If anybody be against me, that's all right, because God is for me. And then what does the Bible say? If God be for you, then who can be against you? And that means that no weapon formed against you will even prosper. That means that it don't it won't even set out to do what it intended to do. That's why we bind every witch and warlock that has been sent your way to try to make you all distressed. We bind every witch and warlock that has been sent your way to get you to sweat about it, because Christ already sweat blood at the cross for you. We bind every witch and warlock that tries to send confusion to your mind. God said he didn't give the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. This is why you can stand on the soundness of a rock, the rock of Jesus Christ, the rock of Judah, the rock in a weary land. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to try to figure it out. You don't have to stress about it. Depend and trust in Jesus. He is the anchor of your soul, even until salvation for eternity. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out, because God has already planned it out. He said that he knows the plans that he has for you. They are to prosper and not fail. So all you got to do is think about it. And think about Hebrews 11:1 that says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I may not see God at that corner. I may not see God from around the bend, but I know that my help is coming because my help comes from the Lord. We just want to thank God and lift him up even right now. I'm all out of time, men and women, on a day, but that has been the message for you on a day, that you are healed in Jesus' name. That situation you're going through, that thing that you're stressing about, oh, Vashata, Son of God, I see in the spirit realm somebody is stressing, hallelujah, God, about a car note. But God is saying, don't worry about that car note, hallelujah, God, because he's already bringing it to pass. He's already figured it out. Oh, Bashata Sana, it seems as though you may be three car notes behind. Amen. But God is saying, do not worry about it. Hallelujah, God. God knows all about the transportation system, and he knows what you need to get where you're going. But God is saying, don't even worry about it. Oh, Bisharahana, God. Don't even worry about it, because he's already figured it out. May the spirit of the true and living God go with you even every day, that you may wake up and breathe. God is with you. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up. We magnify your name for your glory. We thank you. We say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the deliverance of your people, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, God. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This is the Miracle Network Church. Please check out the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. May the grace of the true and living God be with you. We just magnify God for you. God bless you, and I will see you the next time.